All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but yet somehow still
live from the lair.
And I got a great story for you guys today. Oh, this is a good one. And this one is basically a lifetime in the making. There is some karma elements here and divorce, custody, craziness involving a fucked up family court
judge.
Stop screaming.
Okay.
Let's face it. I went through the meat grinder. I saw exactly how one-sided this whole shit show is. I really don't have any sympathy for said judges and what they do to people and indirectly what they've done to our civilization. Basically, the divorce laws and all the craziness that's going on has resulted in the marriage rates in the toilet and the reproduction rate beyond replacement value. And I believe we are now beyond the point of no return. So meaning this whole shit show, Eiffel Tower, is coming down. And I don't think there's anything we can do to stop it, especially now that we have Cult of the Cunt calling the shots, voting in mass. And let's just face it, adding to the crazy evilness that's fueling the suicide of the men of this world.
Don't panic, because if we start panicking, then we're gonna...
Okay, so this guy's name is Raymond. Okay, I do not want to tell on myself, but I have a revenge story that borders on the edge of murder. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Oh, yes, yes. Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap. And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt.
This is an older guy. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts in 1950 and grew up poor, which got a lot worse when my father died at 16. I dropped out of high school and started working at a local garage so I could keep the roof over my mother and siblings' heads. All right, so we're talking a guy here who, you know, he didn't get to do the teenage stuff. Basically, his father died and he went right to work, which is the way stuff used to work back in the day. I was drafted at the end of 1969, and I went to Vietnam as a member of the 9th Infantry Division.
If I don't make it out for some reason, make sure you tell them I was really heroic. And I looked awesome. And my abs were glistening.
While there, I patrolled the jungles and operated on the small boats patrolling the waterways in that godforsaken country. While there, I saw firsthand the evil men can inflict upon his fellow man. Yeah, I mean, that was a fucking horrible fucking shit show.
All right, when I got discharged, I went back home. I got a job at a fire department in one of the suburbs of Boston. I started in 1972. Look, it was a whole different animal back then. So apparently he just came back from getting drafted and applied and they took him. Listen, man, there's a lot of benefits to hiring veterans.
Fair enough.
And I stayed until 2002. So he did his full 30 years. When I was forced to retire due to medical issues.
Gross!
That's a hard job, kind of like the infantry. You're doing it for 30 years, the warranty on your meat suit's going to wear out a little quicker. That's just the way it goes. I got married in 1981. All right, so know, he wasn't a young man when he got married. He was, 30, 31 years old. And divorced in 1993. Right around 12 years. So he didn't make the second review. 7, 13, 21, 24 are the punch-out years for the Woo-Mans.
Hate them.
Let's see, I lost everything. My parents' house, my 401k, my car, plus I had to sell my 1952 Chevy Dragster funny car to pay for hers and my attorney.
No, I'm not losing your true love.
I had to live in the firehouse for almost 2 years, so he's homeless. This made him completely homeless until I could afford an apartment, which I shared with two other people. So, I mean, this is how devastated he was by this whole I'm not a happy divorce shit. And this was in the 90s. It's much worse today.
It was a moment. The moment was you being dumb.
Let's see, I had the same judge for over a decade, and he did nothing but make my life a living hell. Every 2 to 3 years, my child support went up. My ex-wife alienated my children from me. And to this day, I only speak to one a few times a year. The judge did nothing when I filed motions to try to fix this, but no action was taken. Or on a few occasions, I was thrown in jail for a weekend. My position as a firefighter kept me from spending more time in jail. And this particular judge was famous for punishing fathers. Okay. Now listen, this is not uncommon here. There's a whole bunch of white knight simping motherfuckers who we call judges who basically ignore the Constitution, take away your children, turn you into a fucking slave, throw you in jail on a whim, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Man, I'm in jail?
But karma caught up with him, and I had a front row seat. Toward the end of winter of 1999, I was now the fire chief and directing an auto crash call near the freeway off-ramp on the edge of our area of responsibility. All right, he's really good about not putting actual locations in here, which I approve of. It involved three cars. The judge was drunk and ran the light at the end of the off-ramp where he hit a minivan with two children and an older couple who were injured badly. So he hit two cars, a minivan and another car, the old people, and then there were some kids in one. He didn't really mention like the other people in the minivan, but there had to be a parent in there driving. So this is a minimum of five people injured by this guy.
Well, it's a good thing I brought my harmonica with me.
The judge's car, a Cadillac, of course it was on the grass embankment with its front end caved in and was smoldering from under the hood. The judge was pinned in place and was conscious. All right, so he's pinned in the car. The front end is smashed in, and it's smoldering. And we have two other vehicles that are involved here, so there's three vehicles total.
Always knew you were a criminal.
I stood by the judge's car window and directed my men to provide care to the minivan and the older people first. As I stood in the window of the judge's car, I looked him in the eyes and said,
"Do you remember me?"
"I could dispose of the body."
Which he shook his head and said no. So I reminded him. I kept the other firefighters away so they could not hear the interaction we had. And I saw panic and terror wash over the face of the judge as he recognized me.
What?
All right, so we have a guy here who got royally fucked over by this judge for over a goddamn decade or so. So he got, 93 to 99. It's pretty much the whole decade. I'll give it to him. Made his life hell. Made him homeless. Fucked him up. Wouldn't let him see his kids. Wouldn't do anything about it when the ex-wife, said, "No, you're not seeing your kids," which is incredibly common. There's probably thousands of stories out there about these shitbag judges. And listen, if you have any karma revenge stories like this, send them in to redonkulous12@gmail.com.
No questions asked.
I told him we would get to him last because he caused the accident, at which point I walked away.
Okay, we're gonna have to go with a big fuck off.
A minute later, the Cadillac caught on fire, and within seconds, the entire car was completely engulfed in flames. We all heard the judge scream as he cooked. I directed my men to put the fire out, but I took my sweet time about it.
This is bad, right? This is bad!
The judge died on his way to the emergency room, burned over 90% of his body. That night, I slept like a baby. Yeah, okay. I retired several years later and took a job with KBR and rebuilt fire services in Iraq. Those guys got paid a lot of money for doing that.
You want to see something that looks like a war crime?
Okay, so whatever he lost during the divorce, karma gave it back to him at the end, other than the relationship with his children. I mean, that's a wound that never heals, and that's just the way it goes. It sucks, but, you know, he got a little taste of revenge here. I did that for 6 years and finally retired to Florida 2009. Yeah, Florida for the win. I am now on my last few years now due to heart issues, but I know how much you like revenge stories, and this one was set up by karma. Oh, my God. Oh, this is such a good one, man. All right. Now, if you guys watched the video I made about revenge, most of the time, you don't really need to do anything. Nothing. All right. In my opinion, like, we don't know, you know, if the people in the van or the old people were severely fucking hurt or somebody died later on. It's not in the story here. So, I mean, this judge could have looked at doing some time. We know judges usually, you know, have their own set of rules and everything applies to them differently, except for karma.
That's concerning.
So he mentioned that the judge was drunk. Obviously, they probably tested his blood work in the hospital when they did the autopsy. Came back, didn't say how much he was drinking, but it probably was enough for him to, like, basically come off the freeway, go fast enough to hit two vehicles, smash the front of his car in, which is a Cadillac, which are structurally pretty sound, and then keep going onto the grass embankment. So you know he was moving.
Nerd.
Do I think this guy murdered this judge? No, he did not. Do I think he could have probably went a little faster?
Yes, I do.
I won't kill you, but I don't have to save you.
But I've been on scene when, you know, people are pinned in cars and you got to pull out the jaws of life and you got to do a whole bunch of bullshit. It's going to take more than a minute or two to get somebody out of there. So I have a feeling no matter what this guy did, this judge was still going to burn up in that car. There's nothing you could do. Do I think this was satisfying for this particular fire chief? Yes. Yes, I do. I think it would be a pretty good exercise if people in particular counties did a FOIA request, got all of the case numbers, especially divorce numbers, that a particular judge has seen in his career. And then you just check and see how many of them committed suicide, how many of those kids given to the mother went to prison, you know, or died, or some bad shit happened to him, and hang those statistics around the neck of that judge so he knows exactly the damage that motherfucker is inflicting on the general population.
Go ahead and say it.
I don't want to.
Just say it.
Nope.
Listen, I'm not a nice guy, and I'm not a good person, and I love a good karma revenge story. And this one was really good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. The only negative part, I think, here is the other firefighters who are on the ground who probably didn't know the backstory are probably going to suffer from hearing that dude screaming as he burned to death. That will bother a person. You know, I've seen that, and it bothers me, and I don't even know those people. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, that's me. I hope you liked the story time with the Popster in the Sword Room. Take it easy. Out!
From the echo chambers where no one to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.